Hare Krishna. So you are welcome for continuity of our Bhakti Vaibhav discussion on Unit 2 Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, couple chapters. So chapter 4, verse number 4. Can somebody, who will explain which verse of Bhagavad Gita is quoted by Prabhupada in this verse? 4, 4, 4. Which verse Srila Prabhupada has quoted in this purpose? Which one?
यानिशां
सर्वभूतानां
सत्यं जागृतिः
यस्यां सर्वभूतानि तस्यां जागृति. वेरी गुड मधुर मृदुल गोविंद राइट वर्स. सो व्हाट आई जस्ट आई सिलेक्टेड दिस टू टेल व्हेन यू स्पीक ऑन दैट वर्स भगवद गीता देन एग्जाम्पल इज सुखदेव गोस्वामी. जस्ट टेक इट अदरवाइज. This is the second chapter, this is verse near to the last section. Ya nisha sarvabhutanam tasyam jagrati sanyam yasyam jagrati sanyam tasyam. What is the night for the ordinary person? There is the day for the... So this is the example for this verse, Sukhdev Goswami, are the person of that caliber. Is it okay? 269?
Yes.
So here you put 269 and in 269 you put the example 4-4 for your lecture sometime. You need whenever to get some reference. This is a good reference for that purpose. Is it okay? So we were discussing chapter 5, okay, right? Nar's instruction on Bhagavatam for Vyasadeva. What about us? Is it only for Vyasadeva or us too? For us now, we have to take it for us. So anybody in his own word can describe the Nara's dissatisfaction. What was the reason for Nara's dissatisfaction in his own words? Sorry, Vyasadeva's dissatisfaction. In his own words. I mean, you are doing Bhakti Vaibhav means use his own words. Vyasadeva's own words.
It will be probably because I did not give
his own words. There's a specific word you have to quote which Narad, which Vyasa himself realized even before meeting Narad, and then Narad appeared. So it is the verse must be in fourth chapter. Bhagavata dharmana nirupita. Which verse is this? 431. Okay. So when you write about Narada's despondency, You must quote this verse first as Vyasadeva himself found that I am not satisfied because I have not established Bhagavata Dharma. And what is the purpose of this whole Bhagavat is Bhagavad Dharma. Because he has not described Bhagavad Dharma. So Narad Muni, Sri Srila Naradev told him to establish Bhagavad Dharma. So Bhagavad Puran is a Bhagavad Dharma. Is it okay? So this is the one thing he felt that I have not properly described, clearly described, directly I have not described Bhagavad Dharma. I have given something, but it is not straightforward, direct. Okay? And then Narada appeared. And Narada straightforward asked him about his well-being, how are you doing? No? The spiritual person asks only if he meets, how is your chanting going, how is your reading going, are you really getting up and doing your sadhana properly? This is the inquiry the spiritual people do. They don't ask, how are you doing, how is your business, and how. No, they are not interested in all these things. You can see Narada is speaking directly. What about your self-realization? So, what we have to learn is, at least devotee, when we meet together, we should ask one another, you have, Prabhu, any good realization to share? Because we are reading up and we get nice realization oftentimes. If we share, then it will be nice. We have that nice realization time and again. When Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, anybody who knows my activities, he will also be freed from all bondage. How is that? If one knows my activities, he will be also freed from all bondage. So how will that be? Very good. To know Krishna, you have to transcend modes of material nature. When you transcend modes of material nature, you are automatically freed from all bondage. This is a realization. This you cannot get written as it is. But this will come often, sometime only, not always. As I told you, the Shastras are Purusha, they are person. They only reveal when they feel you are sincere and it is the right time for you to understand, then they reveal. You read same thing, but the message only comes at a certain time. Okay? Then you selected certain verses last time for some principles. So, which verses were those? You have put there some verses. What are those verses? 5 point? Okay. 5.8. So, anybody who has worked on 5.8? Huh? Anybody who has worked on 5.8? You have not actually broadcast the sublime, spotless glories of personality of Godhead. Bhavatan Amrita Param Yasho Bhagavato Amalam. Yasho Bhagavato Amalam. You have not? You? So what is the general principle you got in this
book? One was that the actual truth and realize that the personal Brahman or localized superpower for Mahatma is less productive of transcendental bliss than the personal realization of his soul.
Where is that?
The first paragraph, the last line.
Oh, last line, okay. The absolute realization as impersonal Brahman or localized Paramatma, super soul Paramatma, is less productive of transcendental bliss then supreme personal realization of his glories. Why? Can you explain this? Brahma realization is the realization of Sat. Paramatma realization is the realization of Chit. But there is no Anand, so how there will be Anand in these two? Anand is in Bhagavan. So, that part, the Supreme Person is Bhagavan. That realization, if you don't have, then there is no variety. And then there is no variety, there is no bliss. Okay, some other principle? Yeah, this is the another very nice general principle that we are created by Lord for His pleasure. Lord, we are created by Lord for His pleasure. If we try to separately enjoy, we will always suffer. Therefore, we should cooperate with Lord. Then we will be happy. Is it okay? Then the third one general principle Prabhupada has in last para.
The compiler of the Vedanta
Sutra. When Vedanta Sutra written by Vyasadeva, he had a trouble, so how can you will be happy by studying that? There is a third principle. Okay, three principles from verse 8. Okay, is it clear? So one is for preaching. Vedanta is for preaching. V means no, and Dant means teeth. Vedanta means no teeth. They are either children or old. They don't have any idea what is Krishna consciousness. You understand? Vedanta? V means no, Dant means teeth. So either children have no teeth or the elderly people have no teeth. So how can they be really wise people? So this is the sarcastic meaning of Vedanta. For in-house discussion, not for public preaching. This is in-house preaching. But for public preaching, this Prabhupada's statement, when the author of Vedanta was not satisfied, so how you can be satisfied by studying Vedanta? So you will always be having trouble. It's okay? So verse 9, who was working on verse 9 general principle?
8, 9, 10.
Yeah, Mataji. Can general principle from verse 9? So devotional service is superior to four purusharth: dharma, artha, kama, moksha. So this is general principle. No, there may be many, but this is one. We'll find more. So what about this? See, devotional service is superior to all that is given in the Vedic literature by Vyasadeva is these four purusharth directly. Devotional service is very indirect and secondary. That was the defect in Vyasadeva's literature. And this is a prompt diagnosis of Narada. Okay, is that, so devotional service is superior. How can you prove this? Can you prove how it is superior? So the four processes end up in liberation. devotional service starts after liberation. Therefore, it is superior. And Prabhupada quoted a Bhagavad Gita verse. Which one? Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atmana Sochati Nakamshati. Prabhupada did not say that in Bhagavad Gita. So, this is another way to study Prabhupada's purport. Immediately you ask question, from where this is quotation? Bhagavad Gita, which verse? So, this type of mind when you apply, then you will get more information and you will have mind working at many different angles to understand the subject. So this is one principle. This principle you have to prove also. When you say it's superior, then you have to prove. So you prove by saying that after Brahma realizing, which is liberation, devotional services start. Param Bhakti. Okay? What is the next principle in ninth verse? Nobody can be happy then without being engaged in? Where is this? From this is clearly indicated that no one can be pleased substantially without being engaged in devotional service of the Lord. From this it is clear, so it cannot be principle because there is something already described and then you have to read that also. Huh? What about this one line? He has used time
for
less valuable things. What about this principle? It's very, Narada is very telling, very intelligently, but he's saying he worked on an inferior subject matter, leaving the superior subject matter, so he has wasted his very precious time. It's good principle, what is good principle for us? It is better not to waste time on rituals or on something which is inferior. So from this it is integrated in, then if we make a principle, then you have to explain something. Principle means it is nothing in front, behind and nothing in front, it is just anytime you apply it works. If you waste your time on inferior things, there is no time left for superior things. So this is what the time management is. So this Narada is speaking time management. If you have superior things done first, then if there is time you can do inferior things, otherwise just you can give it. What is the problem? Something else? Okay, and passing this stage of equality. And passing this stage of equanimity, one is fixed in transcendental loving service. This is the instruction of Prabhupada Lord in Bhagavad Gita. Conclusion, in order to maintain the state of Brahma Bhuta stage, as also in. One should. This is more powerful. One should eagerly and repeatedly describe the path of devotional service. Eagerly. Vyasadeva.
this world we are never satisfied. But the satisfaction is the beginning of transcendental bliss.
Satisfaction is the beginning of transcendental bliss. If at heart you are satisfied, it means you are in a spiritual consciousness. There is something after liberation, devotional service starts. We are liberated from dharma, artha, kama and moksha.
That is very simple. Practically, you want to apply. Suppose that you are chanting, you are not in full consciousness. Are we about liberation or not?
We are fighting to get into devotional
service. We are doing sadhana bhakti. We are doing sadhana bhakti when it matures, then we will transcend the actually once we start chanting, we are not under material energy. We are already under the protection of superior energy. Bhakti, Bhagavan and Bhakti. No problem. Krishna is more devotee conscious than devotee is Krishna conscious. Prabhupada in the Prabhupada's course, Prabhupada says, these Western devotees call me Guru, which means cow. But I know they want to tell me Guru, but they cannot pronounce it properly. So I don't take it offense. And then Prabhupada said, similarly, Janardhan Bhav Grahi. He knows that they are chanting my name, but these poor fellows are still disturbed. Let me bless them. So you may not be attentive, but Krishna will notice it that they are chanting my name. Krishna is more devotee conscious than devotee can be Krishna conscious. This is
the very desired sense.
Even if second verse of Bhagavad says, if you have a desire to hear Bhagavatam, Krishna become alert within your heart. He says he is going to listen about me. Wow, very good. He will be very happy. Simply your desire pleases Krishna that you want to hear. So chanting will definitely please Krishna. So Prabhupada gave example. You turn off the button of the fan, still the fan moves for some time, but the current is cut. So after initiation, we may have some lingering on as the fan is moving, but all other things are already cut. It will stop soon. Even in this section of Bhagavatam, we will learn, even if we not succeed, there is no loss. That other verse will tell, the devotee's failure is like, our devotee's suffering and the non-devotee's failure and suffering are as much different as the son of a orphan and son of a king. Son of king and orphan. Orphan has no support. He is suffering bitterly. But the king's son is suffering, but king is the support. So devotee has the Krishna as the support. In that section it says, even he has to take another birth. Which is the basic message of this whole section. Narad was born as a son of a maid servant, even he don't know who is his father. Maid servant by definition Prabhupada has given. In olden days when a kshatriya used to marry, one official marriage, he used to get some girls as maid servants. And when son born to them was called the son of maid servant. He had all the facilities except getting the throne. So maid servants were like that. He was not knowing who is my father, even Narada. But devotional service is so powerful and association of devotees so strong that he quickly, at age of 5, he became a self-realized soul. So we'll come to this section, but your question is, even if there is failure, Narada will say there is no loss. If anybody of this world, when leave this body, he is under the jurisdiction of Yamaraj. But the devotee, unfinished devotional service, he is under the jurisdiction of Krishna, not Yamaraj. And then a couple examples are given. Jadbhar, then Ajamil, and then even ghastly demon he became, Chitraketu, as a Vritasur, but he has four verses which are glorified by the Paramhansas. His devotional service was flooding out. In that ghastly demon body, he was still remembering his devotion. Gajendra was remembering his devotion. So devotee's failure is also success. But any other person, he may be successful as a prime minister in this life, but next night he is failure. So when we are chanting, we are in transcendental consciousness. We may not be. So there are offenses also, we have to go beyond that. A stage of offenses, Naam Abhas and Naam Prem. Generally our chanting is at offensive stage. At this stage it is with offenses. So it takes time to purify. And this study will make us more steady in our practices. Okay? Anything? Verse 10. Yes, ma'am. So, mundane literature, how much? This is the analogy in your book, it's part of the analogy also. It's something. General principle. This is what Prabhupada said. In birds, in animals, there is always differentiation. A crow and swan, say a lion and cow, they have a different, say, complete different consciousness. So similarly, people are also of different consciousness. Some are swan-like, some are crow-like. So what is this line?
It's not possible to bring them to the same band.
Prabhupada said, bird, beast. And he gave example in that. If you read the Prabhupada's notes, it is there. Bees and flies. Bees and flies. Crows and swan. And crow-like people and swan-like people. Prabhupada said, modern education is training the people to be like crows and flies and swan or bees will never take pleasure in their activities. Prabhupada said, crows also have meeting and conferences. He said, I have seen, if you kill one crow, all the crow will gather together and you will say, who has killed him? And if they find you, they will break your head also. But this is crows meeting. Is it, Prabhupada? nice, very, very interesting Prabhupada's quotes. These crows meeting are also there. You have seen monkeys? If you take one monkey, in Vrindavan we have experience, you just lock one monkey and somehow he speaks his language and 1,000 monkeys will gather there. And this there, they will do the agitation which they are not able to do even in this, in your country. Then they are, this agitation is nothing. These monkeys will do agitation. You have to open the door. There's no way. You have to stop train. They will come in front of the train like that. In our prasad, sometimes one monkey comes and we. They close doors and so monkeys will come from outside. We cannot get out till we release that monkey. So they have also some meetings, but this is so this is good principle. The birds, beasts, there are always differentiations. So similarly the men's also there is a differentiation. So your literature which you have composed, next verse will come. So in this verse, Prabhupada is giving a message that any mundane literature, may it be very nicely composed, but it is for the enjoyment of crow-like people. Because there is all pertaining to the mind and body. Nothing is spiritual. And it is as good as decorating the dead body with ornaments. Okay, something else? Manasa.
Manasa is referred to a person who keeps up the voluntary service to God. That means the person doesn't keep, he is not called as Manasa. He is
called as Manasa. What is the meaning of Manasa? What about Manasarovar? There is a place where the swan is sport. So these are swan-like people, this mansa. The mansa means they are sporting in an atmosphere which is for the swans. Manas, I don't think it is human-like. What do you think? Anybody has some idea? Huh? What is that? Yes, such spiritually advanced men are called also Mansa. Because they are always keep up a standard of transcendental voluntary service to the Lord on a spiritual plane.
So only spiritually advanced people are
It's a simple technical question. If some in paper it comes, what is Mansa, then you can write. What about this? The doubts of the material energy. What about the doubts of material energy? What about this statement? They may appear to be great people, but they are all doubts of material energy, means they are. What is the meaning of this actually? Prasikta hunter, what is the meaning?
Looking for pleasure.
The thing which is used, they are using. It's called Charvan Charvana. They are using chief thing. So what they are doing, already people have done and they have failed and they want to do the same thing and they want to fail. That's what. The failure is definite and they want to do the same thing. And then this is example is given like this. They are like the goat. One goat is in front of the slaughterhouse and he is slaughtering, the next goat is eating the grass. That's what their consciousness is. So one such a minister, he refused the post of minister. Then somebody said, why are you refusing this post? So then one day I have to get out of this post and then they will put my in front of my name something Bhutpuro president. I don't want to be Bhut. They will become Bhut next day. One day they are prime minister, next day they are Bhut. That's what the Hindi language says, Bhutpuro. Bhutpuro means? What is the word otherwise? Hey. Only Bhut is the word for them. That they are Bhut. So this the meaning is chewing the chew, chewing the chew. So all these people who are Maya's dal means they are doing same thing which already people have done, they have failed and they want to do the same thing. What's the level? In this, can you read this for Indians to preach? That's a very nice statement.
It's the duty of every responsible Indian to broadcast
the Bhagavatam.
The world.
The question is like this. All over the world now there is a terrorism, there's troubles. Who is responsible? India is responsible. People will be surprised, eh? India. Very innocent, they never fight. How can they? Then you say this is the India's responsibility. They failed to propagate the message of Bhagavatam. Therefore, people in the whole world are suffering. This is Prabhupada's mood and mission. This is Prabhupada's mood, even before he started his con. This was his mood. If Indians take responsibility of preaching Bhagavad Dharma, the whole world becomes peaceful. It's Prabhupada's mood, a strong mood of preaching Bhagavatam, even when he is sitting in a Radha Damodar Mandal temple. He has not yet left Vrindavan, but this is his mood. Any other quote you want to quote? Prabhupada was saying something like this. In one of the Hindi Prabhupada's lectures, somebody remembers. Prabhupada said, I have one only old man. Started preaching this message of Krishna consciousness, the whole world is eager to receive. Then Prabhupada said, it's his lecture in India, in Hindi, he said, you are only crying for one part of the India, Pakistan. But five of you come and join me, we can make whole world India. Prabhupada, this lecture is very powerful for preaching to the Indians. Generally, this sentence is Prabhupada's mood. If we take India take seriously, and Prabhupada's mood can be translated his letters to the Gandhi he wrote, that people know you and know Bhagavad Gita. If you speak Bhagavad Gita, people will accept more popularly and widely than I. So please take it. So this is Prabhupada's mood. This is Indian's responsibility. Is Prabhupada sentimental? He's saying it is Indian's responsibility. Can somebody protect the Prabhupada's this statement by some scripture? Bharat Bhumi Te Haila Manas Jana. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's statement. Prabhupada is not saying on his own. Prabhupada is simply repeating Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's statement. If you are born in India, Bharat, then it is your responsibility. Janam Sartak Kari Kar Parupkar. Perfect your life and preach this message. So Prabhupada is not speaking on his own. He is simply quoting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Is it right?
Yes.
So this is actually the purpose of your study. That you say something and then you support it by some Shastra quotation. You support the authenticity of Prabhupada's books on the basis of Shastra. So this is what the purpose is. Otherwise you read this, you can read at home and you can understand almost most of the things. But this is a methodology you apply. Okay? There are simple principles are given in the beginning of the purpose of Chanakya Pandit's four things. These general principles are four things given by Chanakya Pandit. Can you see the beginning of the purpose? See, gold from filthy place. This is Chanakya Pandit's Niti Shastra. Yes?
If there is for the radical change in the atmosphere of the world, there has to be a change of heart of the leader only. If there is a change in the heart of the leader, there will be a radical change in the atmosphere of the world.
So, when Prabhupada wrote first volume of Bhagavat, to whom he presented, then the Prime Minister of India, Lal Bahadur Shastri. He correlates this with this, Prabhupada's approach. He printed this and he presented it, and then at one time he wanted to meet the Prime Minister. If you see the Prabhupada's life, he wrote the letter to then Prime Minister, say President of America. This is my secretary, this is his office, and please, some appointment we want to give, some solution to your problems. He was invited by the Prime Minister of Mauritius, so Prabhupada went there, and he was escorted by the police, but he never met somehow. But so this is Prabhupada, what Prabhupada has written is his approach. This is also Prabhupada's mission. This one statement is Prabhupada's mission. But he put this statement as a Prabhupada's mission. The leaders are approached for preaching, and if their heart is purified, then the things can change. It is based on if the kings become devotees, then everybody becomes a devotee. The example is the king of the Manipur become devotee and the whole Manipur become devotee by Narottam, Shamanand, and Srinivas. So Buddhism, how Buddhism is spread? One Ashoka took Buddhism is spread. Roman Empire accepted Christianity is spread. So Prabhupada has another one very noble saying, one moon is better than million stars. One moon is better than million stars. If you catch the big fish, then you can clear the whole. So this was Prabhupada's approach, preach to the leaders. No, his purpose is when there is a moon, it is called moonlight. Even million stars, there it is called dark night. What it means is if you get one intelligent student, Prabhupada uses for student preaching. If you get one student as a devotee, it is better than 100 common men. Because this one will be very useful for preaching, and it is okay, but that one is most important.
Gold should have said the same thing when he got. goes into the body. He said so. But disciple learned actually better than me.
When he saw Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati doing austerities, he said, now my Prabhu is manifesting the symptom of Rupa Sanatan and Raghunath. These are the words of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj for Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Now my Prabhu is showing the symptom of Rupa Sanatan Raghunath. That's what he appreciated. Disciple glorifies spiritual master, it is his responsibility. Son glorifies father, it's natural. But a spiritual master glorifies disciple. God glorifies devotee, that is extraordinary. So Gaur Kishore Das is glorifying his disciple. Narad is going glorifying Prahlad Maharaj, his disciple. And Narad will glorify the qualities of Vyasadev in this section also. And Krishna as a spiritual master for Arjuna is glorifying, and many times along with correction he is saying Bharta Rishabha, Purushu Vyagraha, Mahabaho. So, what it means actually, those who are under our training, we should also see good things in them and appreciate and glorify those too. So, this is nice statement. The leaders, change of heart of the leaders will bring the transformation in the whole world. It's a good principle. It's a mission of Prabhupada actually. Prabhupada's life, he tried like that. He always wanted to meet big people, and when he was meeting, he was simply speaking Krishna Katha, no other talk. It's very nice, okay? There may be many more things which you can in your course you can gather, but let's go a little further. The next one, Neshkarmayam Api. Now, up till this time, there is something, Prabhupada's also mood is, the mission is on the other side. About preaching this Bhagavatam, his mission and mood is in this 11th verse on the second part of the page. His appeal is there, his eagerness, his what he says, my honest attempt. You just look on these nice Prabhupada, just see the Prabhupada's mood in this, very nice mood of Prabhupada in this Prabhupada about the need of propagating, popular reading of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. They may not be tasteful in the beginning, but it's quoting Rupa Goswami's Shiksha Amrit. Can you see the last part of the Prabhupada? Yeah. These this we have discussed, but the one word which we have to describe is Janta Agha Vipalavo. This was also given to somebody last time. Can somebody describe the word Janta Agha Apavilava? Vipalavo. 11 text, test 11. Janta means people, Agha means, and the last word Vipalva means revolution. Prabhupada said, one page of this literature will bring revolution in the world. One page of back to Godhead. And maybe next few lines will come. There are couple page after the next 13 words, you see, thousands and thousands of literary men over the world have come. They created thousands and thousands of books, but there is no happiness. Can you see the second para of the 13 words? That's what, thousand and thousand people, thousand and thousand literature, but there is no? Unfortunately, none of them have brought peace and tranquility. Why? Because there is a vacuum of, spiritual vacuum in those literatures. Okay, so this is important word. Which you have to explain. Janta agha vipalvo. Even grammatically it may be imperfect, but it will bring revolution in the sinful life of the people. So 12th verse. 12th verse is something little now. Narad Muni is saying, ordinary literature is for the crows, but the Vedic literature of Karma Kand and Brahm realization are also useless. Any knowledge without the glorification of Lord is useless. This is what this word. Nesh Karmayam means if you are Brahm realized, you have no other, you are Jnani. Nesh Karmayam api Achyuta Bhava Varjitam. They don't have glories of Achyuta Bhava, Prem for Achyuta. Even they are. So can you see the next line? Referred to above, not only ordinary literature, but transcendental glory be Allah, devoid of, but also Vedic literature and speculation are subject of impersonal Brahm when they are devoid of devotional service, they are also condemned. One principle is very simple, you know all, this is quotation from Bhagavad Gita. The bona fide enjoyer of all fruitful work is personality of Godhead. Bhoktaram yagya tapasam. Okay? So verse 13 has the, now Vyasdev has Narad has chastised Vyasdev. That this is the defect. What you have done is for the crows. Now he is glorifying the qualities of Vyasdev in verse 13. Can you see? Atha Mahabhaga, you are most fortunate. Bhavan Amogha Drik, and your vision is very clear. Amogha is a sinless, is a very, Drik means your vision. You are perfect seer. Suchi Sharma, this is your one devotee, his name is here. Suchi Sharma. And Prabhupada's quote, you read this Suchi Sarva, Prabhupada's 3, 4, 5, some small quote, Suchi Sarva. Suchi means pure, Sarva means also hearing, also fame, servant, those who have heard purely from the pure people. So you are that much pure, Suchi Sarva, Vyasadev. This is your quality. Then you are Satya Rato. You are established in absolute truth, Satya. Then you are Dhrita Vritta. Your firm words. So you, and therefore, what you should do is Uru Karma for the Supreme Lord. Samadhina, you go in Samadhi, you go in, not here. Don't go in Samadhi in here. Narada is not telling you, Baba. No samadhi here. Prabhupada is saying, go in samadhi because you have all these qualities. And then the word is anusamar. Prabhupada has spoken anu. Follow. Don't make your own samadhi system. Don't make your own meditation drama. Anu, Prabhupada is saying, anu means follow. As I am teaching you, follow like this. That's what Narada is saying. Anu, follow. Prabhupada says anusamra. Krishna says anusamra. He never says samra, he says anusamra. Anu means follow. Follow the previous acharya, follow the path already laid down. Tad vicheshta, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tad, that person, Uru Karma. For what? The word is Bandha Muktaya, to deliver all the living entities. And there are, in the purport, there are four qualities written. Sri Narada Rishi, being based among the Vaishnava, is compassionate towards such unfortunate victims of worthless literatures, which are not only attractive but can also actually bring liberation. And thus he advised Vyasadeva to compose transcendental literature which is not only attractive but can also actually bring liberation from all kinds of bondage. Srila Vyasadeva and his representative are qualified because they are rightly trained to think in true perspective, amogadrik. And then Srila Vyasadeva and his representative are pure in thought, suchi sarva. They are spiritually enlightened, fixed in their vows, dhirtavrata. This all is because of their devotional service. And they are determined to deliver the fallen souls. These are 1, 2, 3, 4, you can see. These are the qualities of preacher. Anybody who is following the parampara of Narada. So Vyasadeva is glorified Narada now. Glorifying the Vyasadeva for all these things. Then said, there is something more. Can you see something here? Which is eating the vital part of the human energy. All this literature which is composed by thousands of people, because there is a vacuum of spirituality, therefore Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam are specially recommended for the suffering humanity to bring about the desired effect of liberation from pains of material civilization, which is eating the vital part of the human energy. What about you? Vital part of your energy, who is taking? Bath, right? Vital part of our energy is taken by our bathes. But the real bath is Krishna, and then and for him we have very, as Narada says, you have glorified Krishna, but very minutely. There was once in one hotel, somebody went and he said, what is the sabzi? He said, there is grapes and pumpkin sabzi. How is it? The grape 50-50? He ordered grape and pumpkin sabji, and the sabji came, it was all pumpkin. Say, where is grape? Say, I told you half and half, one pumpkin, one grape. So one pumpkin, one grape sabji, ek angur or ek bhopla. So when you get sabji, you'll get only pumpkin. Where is angur? So this is the literature of Vyasadeva. The pumpkin angur combination 50%. And our vital energy is also same combination as compared to Bath and Krishna. Is right? Is it okay? Bhopla angur combination sabzi. You have ever made this sabzi? You have made this sabzi. Alu kaju sabzi, one kaju, 1 kilo alu. This is what the whole literature is like. This and this is what our vital energy is utilized mostly, is right? Therefore, also there is a message in the last part of this purport. Therefore, if what is bath is taking your energy, then Prabhupada is writing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, 50% of your savings you should use for preaching Krishna consciousness, and it is very simple. You just make arrangement for chanting, dancing and feasting, bas. Then your vital time is properly utilized. So this is a medicine. Even if you are doing that, there is a medicine. This one purport is completely like this last purport of this chapter is like that. You want to go and see right now? Quickly, quickly. Go to the verse 30. I'm just looking. I did. 36. Third paragraph. The major portion of our monetary income, not less than 50%, must be spent to carry order of Krishna. And then what is the order of Krishna? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts singing, dancing and refreshment. Can you find it? Down singing. Third para. First is this, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then no one will disagree to partake in function where good singing, dancing and refreshment are administered. Everyone will attend such function and everyone is sure to feel individually the transcendental presence of Lord. This alone will help the attendant associate the Lord and thereby purify himself in spiritual death. Can you see this? So your vital energy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given medicine to utilize it. Okay? Is it okay, all right? Now, in one purport Srila Prabhupada says, Narada has appeared. Prabhupada is having a kirtan in England. And all of a sudden, there's Yamuna was singing there, Mataji. All of a sudden, Prabhupada started singing, Narada Bhajaya Dina. So the whole tune and everything was disturbed. And then they came back and then they asked Prabhupada, so Prabhupada, why you started singing in between Hare Krishna like this? Prabhupada said, you did not see? Narada was there, Brahmaji was there. They came, they were enjoying kirtan. So Narada came, therefore I just glorified him. And some other time in England, Prabhupada, they made a nice Vyasasana for Srila Prabhupada. Say, very nice. Can you make the two small more? So for what?
Two small more.
Say, why? Say, every day in the evening aarti, Narada is coming and Brahmaji is coming. You keep these two asana on the altar. So they kept two asana on the altar. So every day we are singing, Sa Shiva Shukra Narada. So they are coming. So keep the asana. So Narada has appeared. Prabhupada said, Narada has appeared. So now Narada has appeared in our life also, 2-3 days he will be in our life. So we should take advantage of Narada. He's hardly available. He cannot stay more than 3 days. So there are very nice purpose all through. There's something in verse 13, can you find very nice? The vision of the author, of Bhagavatam is amogdrika. What is the proof? What he has written is now 5,000 years, we can see same thing happening. Vyasa, such liberated person as Vyasa are perfect not only by power of vision and wisdom, but also in oral reception, in thinking, feeling and all other sense activities. So therefore to them Lord and their transcendental nature become automatically manifest. You know, when these acharya write purpose, it's not that they use grammar or something. They see Supreme Lord when Krishna is talking to Arjuna. They see the face of Krishna and Arjuna. And they see the bhavas, the emotion on their face, and that is their purpose. It's not that they make the world jugglery. Yugisthitam, it will come, it is world jugglery. They are seeing it. That's it. It will be automatically revealed to them. It will be automatically revealed to them. And this verse 14. This is a very important verse. defect in the literature of Vyasadeva. This verse shows the defect in literature of Vyasadeva. The one of the questions, isn't it? The translation is, whatever you desire to describe that is separate in vision from the Lord simply reacts with different forms, names and results to agitate the mind as the wind agitates the boat which has no. Prabhupada has some lecture on this. The word is Vat Hat Naura. Vat means air. In the sea, Prabhupada says, I have experienced. I came in on by sea, how the boat is waving. So, your literature has many facets, many attractions, many demigod worships, and people don't know where to go. So, they are always having tilting here and there. They cannot focus. Vivasaya Atmika Buddhi they can never have. They have Anant Sakha Buddhi. That is their problem. So, this is the defect of your literature, that you have not given a clear direction. They have, because you have put everything separate from Krishna. Anything when it is separated from Krishna, it always gives variety and that variety leads to confusion. So, Srila Narad is stressing his particular defect, this particular defect in Vedic literature compiled by Vyasadeva. Can you find this? This is... And then Prabhupada is suggesting the mood is, Narada's mood is, it is better Vyasadeva should have only written Srimad Bhagavatam one Puran. It is better. Why he will speak? Why? Because you are the authority. You say something, people will follow. Now if even I say don't do this, they say where Vyasadeva said, what can we do? My religion says this, eat meat, what will you do? You have given them some permission. So this is the next verse is Jugisha. This verse 15. Can you see the second, 14th verse, last part? The most defective part of worshipping demigod is that it creates the definite concept of pantheism, ending disastrously in many religious sects detrimental to progress of principle of Bhagavatam, which alone can give the accurate direction for the self-realization in inter-eternal relationship with the personality of Godhead by devotional service in transcendental love. We learn this sentence, but the principal defect of demigod worship is pantheism. This is we are criticized, Hindu is criticized because they say you are pantheism, many gods. And this is Vyasadeva has given in the different Puranas like that. It is Vedic literature. So now the word jugit, jugopistam, 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 was verily condemned. And Prabhupada used this word. It's a compromise. It's a compromise. It is most abominable. Anushasita. You have given discipline to them. So Prabhupada, Buddha has come simply, God has to come to correct the problem of your literature, Vyasadeva. Buddha will come, because you have said sacrifice to eat animal, people will start the sacrifice, then Buddha has to come to clear that whole problem. So this is Yugastitam means it is condemned, it is abominable, the next side is it's compromising. There is compromising and then there is the analogy. Good doctor, when he is treating some disease, the patient likes that particular thing which you don't want him to take. This is the typical. Diabetes, they want sweet. So good doctor never compromise partially. You take also, so you take also my medicine. They will never say like this. So you have not, what you have done is, you said you also do this karma kand and then you also do some devotional service. So they will take karma kand. Why they will take devotional service? They are already for many lifetime used to enjoyment, and you have given him more better enjoyment in heaven. So they will take this. Why will they take renunciation? Okay, so analogy is there. Can you see this compromise? This is part of your. So 16th verse. What is the time? We are going slow, but I don't want to rush it. I feel it is better we should go thorough. It's not that we will do it again and again. It's better we go thorough. What is time, Baba? Okay, time. So verse 16. Vichakshanau syahanati veditam vibhur. So here is giving advice, and two lines are there. Srila Vyas, Sri Vyasdev is therefore advised by Narada to describe signs of God directly by relating his transcendental activities. Vyasdev is himself a personality expert in this science, and he is unattached to the material enjoyment. Therefore, he is the right person to describe it. And Sukadeva Goswami, the son of Vyasdev, is the right person to receive it. Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost theological science, and therefore it can react on the layman as medicinal doses. So what we have to learn is, anybody who speaks Bhagavatam, he should have the clear understanding. And this is the another thing is, no, unattached to the material enjoyment. And then Prabhupada has also here mission and mood for all of us as the advice as well. Can you see this? The expert devotees also can discover novel ways and means to convert the non-devotees in terms of particular time and circumstances. Devotional service is dynamic activity, and the expert devotee can find out competent means to inject it into the dull brain of materialistic population. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his subsequent followers exhibited expert dexterity in this connection. By following the same method, one can bring the materialistic man of this age of qual into order of peaceful life and transcendental realization. So this is direct order of Prabhupada to us. We should find out the ways and means according to the time and circumstances to present Bhagavatam. Whatever suits, like in this country you may have some other method to do the things, but it has to be done. Now at this stage Vyasadeva is asking, no, you are telling only I should describe devotional service. What about the swadharam? But there is a swadharam. So therefore Narada is speaking this verse. Devotional service, even failure, is a success. Your all swadharam without Krishna consciousness is complete failure in this life and next life. So why devotee fails? Why devotee sometimes fails? That's the one line can you find in the purport? Undesirable association. Devotees fall down is almost always by undesirable association. Therefore Mahaprabhu said, the most worst thing in this world is association of non-devotees. Therefore Prabhupada established society, not a mutt, Gauriya mutt. Gauriya mutt means only sannyasis, brahmacharis and sannyasis. Society means all are accommodated. Now we have a society, we have our own function, we have our own culture, devotional culture, so we are not alienated. We can have our birthday, we can have our all marriage, we have a whole culture. So the society means, and particularly in these countries, why our preaching is more successful as compared even to the Indian? Why? Because people have no other activity after work here. And they have monotonous life. They can there is nothing here like that. And those people have also, more or less, these people are religious. You know, they have some rules and regulations. Prabhupada was in Iran and he heard, say, from mosque coming again. He said, what they are saying? Say, Allahu Akbar. What is meaning? God is great. Very good. They are saying God is great at least. But they don't know how much God is great, but at least they know God is great. Somebody was working for the Bombay temple, he was Muslim. He was saying, Allah, Allah, and Prabhupada said, this is very nice. He's chanting holy name and doing the work. It's very good. So Prabhupada was, you know, like impassionate, was not fanatic. So this is very important message for us. Whatever the circumstances are, in these countries, this is our best spiritual yukta viharasya. This is yukta vihar. Yukta ahara or yukta vihar. I have seen personally in Dubai, son of a devotee was in hospital. Now the father has to open shop. Mother has to sit with the son. Son was three, four years old. Now who will do any help to them? Because of the society, the structure is so, every devotee has a time. One, somebody will take prasad, somebody will go to them. So there is no problem for him. He knows this culture, devotional culture of relationship is so important in this country where we, and the other, I saw the other thing, one devotee, he left his body. He was from Sri Lanka. And the devotee was there to do all these things, and then their brothers came and they said, you are real brothers. Because you were at the time when we were not there. And this is what we are needed here, not simply to speak on Shastra, but to really develop relationship to provide necessary help to all the devotees when they need it. In all spheres of life, in their service we need to help, they will help. In managing their children we need, then this society will have more strong foundation. After all, we are body, so body has also needs. It's not only we are soul, so we have to address all the problems in Krishna conscious way. So the fall down is, and then the examples of Chitra Ketu and other. Okay. So fall down is by bad association. Yes. How?
How can one, within the association of devotees,
because he associates with non-devotees, number one.
For example, let's talk of Vrindavan. Our only friend is a devotee. We don't have any social circle.
Mm-hmm.
How does one fall down
there? Most of the time, the experience says, those who stop chanting is one of the reason greatest leaders they left because they stopped chanting. We stop chanting, then Krishna is not responsible for protecting us. This is the most important part of our life, chanting. The devotees fall down always, they give up chanting. The other thing is, if there is no engagement, which is not, does not apply to you, in temple, full-time devotees, if there is no engagement, then they fall down. For us, the fall down is only if we are lazy in chanting, it means Maya is strong. But even if devotee falls down, after 10 years, if he come back, you have not to waste time to teach him how to put tilak and how to be a dhoti. He already knows this. Yes. So even his father, if he's fallen, but it's still he knows all these things. This is next verse. Even if they fell down, they will never forget Prasad. They will always remember Prasad. Prabhupada said, hot sugar juice. Hot sugar juice. It is very hot, but its sugar juice is so tasty, they never forget. So there, devotees, we see many devotees, they really leave. But somehow or other, they never forget Prasad and Kirtan. Never forget these two things. They will come back. Krishna will reclaim them, not in this life, next life. They will come. And then Prabhupada said, you all here don't know anything about Krishna consciousness in Western world. Now you are coming and taking to Krishna consciousness. It means already you have done something and you fell down and Krishna has protected you and sent me. So now you are start again your Krishna conscious life. That's what Prabhupada is speaking about this verse. So next verse is, in this verse, this is the one good principle in this verse, can you see? Verse 18, we are in verse 18 right now. In any planet you go, always there is a miseries and mixed happiness are two features of material life. Miseries and mixed happiness are two features of, can you see this? Down, purport second para down, I think. There is no second para, there is only one purport. Nine lines from above. Okay, can you find this? This should be the mission of everyone. So Prabhupada, this should be mission of everyone. This mission. And there is some quotation here. From Niti Shastra, something, good birth, good education, good features, this is because of the past life. Can you see this also in the upper part of the purport? Next verse is, okay, the verse 19, as Bhagavad Gita 6th chapter verses quoted for unsuccessful yogi. Can you see that? In Bhagavad Gita. And there is some Prabhupada's realization. Can you see this? The devotee who become helpless by the will of Lord is more fortunate than those who are born in good families. Fallen devotees born in good families may forget the lotus feet of the Lord because they are less fortunate. What is the perfection in progressive devotional life? What is the perfection in professional devotional life? A progressive devotional life? Automatically uninterested in material enjoyment. Prabhupada is giving example. He said, this is my grihastha days. I was in Calcutta. My friend was going in car. He stopped. He said, come with me. Let us go to cinema. I said, I don't want to go to cinema. And he grabbed me. But in front of the cinema, I said, you give me $100, but I will not go to the cinema. And I did not go. So Prabhupada said, this is automatical. He's uninterested. Prabhupada said, I said, you give me $100, even I will not go to the cinema. And then he said, you devotees, you are not interested in all these things, going to the wine bar, going to the club, you are not interested. Why? Because you are progressing. That is the proof. We have this experience that hardly ever we feel to go to the any shopping. Even shopping mall is different thing. even chopping shop. We don't feel to go there. People say, Dubai, you are going, you have seen mall? I say, I have seen mala. Mala mall. Mala means mala mall. There's no mall, it's mala. Our mala is a mall, is mala. What is in the mall? Nothing. What is in the mall? In the mall, there is something to get your few hairs to get up the head in every year. Baal girane ka maal hai. Baal ke andar. They are uninterested. You can have this experience. Sometimes you don't feel to go some parties. It's natural. Automatically it happens. So it's automatical. Now, verse 20. So nothing is separate from Krishna. This is personal and impersonal. How is the personal and impersonal? Somebody can describe? This is from Bhagavad Gita. He is personal through his energies. Energies like government is impersonal, but Prime Minister is person. So impersonal means energies of the Krishna. By energies he is impersonal. And as a personality, he is a person. He is both personal and impersonal. All kartic manifestation is non different from Krishna. And Prabhupada is giving two, three good examples here. Tree and leaves. Leaves are of the tree, but the leaves are not tree. Can you see this? Then Prabhupada is giving limbs and body. But if we are separated from Krishna, then we are like the limbs cut from the body. Are they of any use? No. This is the couple things described here. This is the one sentence which if you read the third para. Human beings are all, and all other living entities are product of his internal energy. Thus, the living entity, the being is also identical with Lord in what? What it means? Which quality? Satchitananda. That's internal potency is Satchitananda. That's what Lord, living entity is also Satchitananda. And then there is a hope given here by Prabhupada. The human being, after attaining complete perfection, may achieve the large percentage of the qualities of the Lord, say up to 78%. 78%. He may have all these siddhis. Okay, 21, verse 21. You have a perfect vision. You know Super Soul and you are also the incarnation of God. You are birthless. These are other further qualities of Vyasadeva. Therefore, describe the transcendental pastime of Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna more vividly. See, there is something here for us to clear our doubts. It means Vyasadeva may be less intelligent or less than Narada.
Immature.
Something we can think like this. So, look some few lines in the Purport. Prabhupada is clarifying this point. Although formally, Srila Narada Rishi is his spiritual master. Srila Vyasadeva is not at all dependent on his spiritual master because he is in his sense He is the spiritual master of everyone else. And we call Narada, Vyas Gadi, don't call Narada Gadi. Narada is only when we do kirtan and chanting, that is called Narada style chanting. But speaking is Narada, you are the spiritual master of everybody. So, but because he is doing the work of an Acharya, who was doing the work of Acharya? Vyasadeva. And therefore, he has accepted a spiritual master. This is a very good principle that even God comes, he accepts a spiritual master, though he don't need it. Verse 22. Whatever you do, austerity, this or that, ultimately if it is not culminating in the devotional service, there's no advantage. If you don't serve Vishnu, then you will serve Vishnu Maya. Can you see Vishnu Maya? Vishnu Maya means sense enjoyment, which is transient and miserable. So then Prabhupada is writing, if you are intelligent, you are scientist, you have art, philosophy, physics, chemistry, psychology, economics, politics, or you are good poet, use all, because they are all, you are part of the cosmos. Cosmos is part of Krishna. Therefore, use this for Krishna's service. So if you are good poet, like Valmiki, like Vyasadeva, you are good writer, become Vyasadeva. Like Vyasadeva, right? If you are good poet like Valmiki, this is what this, all this is here. And then for our greatest scientist should endeavor to prove the existence of God on the scientific basis. That's what Prabhupada's mood. He created Bhakti Vedanta Institute. He wanted his disciple to do the PhD. And he said the PhD disciple is more than a sannyasi for preaching. This is Prabhupada's mood. And Prabhupada established this Bhakti Vedanta Institute, a scientific institute to prove the God based on Bhagavatam. And there are devotees, they are working on that. Rasraj Prabhu and others are working on that. And they have started MSc in consciousness and PhD in consciousness. So they are doing something. So Prabhupada, this is Prabhupada's mission. Whatever you are, that can be used in Krishna's service. Provided you are willing. And all this is Hari Kirtan. And last one line is, sexually it is Hari Kirtan. Scientific knowledge engaged in the service of the Lord and all similar activities are all factually Hari Kirtan. Now 23rd verse, Vyasadeva is looking towards Narada that how all these things you are saying, how you have experience of all these things. What has made you to find out all this? So, Narada is telling his own story from 23rd verse to part 8. So, the spiritual master, when he is pleased, he will tell how he advanced in his practices, and then he wants you to complete your progression. So, Narada now is speaking something, how he was, last millennium means in the last day of Brahma. Previous day. There's one very nice principle here. Can you see? From personal example of Narada Muni in his previous birth, it is clear that service of the Lord begins with the service of Lord's bona fide servants. Then plural. Service of the Lord begins by the service of Lord's bona fide servants. By service of the bona fide spiritual master, Lord consent to reveal himself in proportion to the service rendered. by the divine grace of Lord servant. So the whole story is, if you get the blessing of the servant of Lord, some devotees, then you can progress. And then Narada is telling some of his qualities. Te mai apeta akhil chapal arbhak damte dhrite krita kirda antake. These are the qualities of Narada which we have to develop. Although they were impartial by nature, means sadhus are impartial by nature, those followers of Vedanta bless me with their causeless mercy. Causeless mercy, where is causeless mercy in the shloka? Chakaru kirpan. Especially they favored me. Chakaru kirpan. As far as I was concerned, I was self-controlled, danta, and had no attachment for sport. Kirda antake. And even though I was boy, arbhak, in addition, I was not naughty, and I did not speak more than required. Prabhupada said, if you talk less, it is good for spiritual life. And then Prabhupada said, therefore, those who talk too much, spiritual master tell them, you become Moni. Don't talk. Moni Baba. Prabhupada said, Moni Baba. So who are Moni Baba? They talk too much. For them, spiritual master said, Moni Baba. Don't tell this to Lakshmi Mataji. And this is in Prabhupada's quote. Huh? No, some. Can you understand? Those, Prabhupada said, more you speak, less you spiritually advance. Less you speak, more spiritually you advance. And then Prabhupada is in a mood, say, those who speak too much, spiritual master tell them, Moni Baba, keep silent. So Mon, in Bhagavad Gita, Mon is the absurdity of?
Mind.
Who says tongue and who says mind?
Mind.
Mind. Tongue? Mind. It is mind. Mastery of mind is monam is mastery of mind, not tongue. 17th chapter, okay? So Prabhupada in this purport is describing why they are Prabhupada is calling them Vedanta. Prabhupada is always calling Narada Muni made Vedanta, Bhakti Vedanta. Why he is saying Bhakti Vedanta? In this purport of verse 24, Prabhupada is describing in Bhagavad Gita, Vedesha Sarve Ahamev Vedyo. Okay? Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the Vedas subject matters are only three. Can you see three subject matters of Vedas? Can somebody explain what is this? Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojan. Can you see this? And then Prabhupada writes, and thus achieve the ultimate Vedas. As such Vedanta Vadis are followers of Vedanta, indicate the two. Therefore Prabhupada called them Vedanta. Why? Because Bhagavad Gita, Vedesha Sarve Ram Vedyo, they know Krishna. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, one quotation is Krishna, other quotation is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore they are called. And then Prabhupada said, when I was in Grihastha Ashram in Calcutta, some Vaishnava, they gave me title Bhakti Vedanta. Bhakti Vedanta. And in all most of the verses Prabhupada writes, Narada made Bhakti Vedanta. And in same this Bhakti Vedanta, the Bhakti Vedanta see the people in general are wasting time in false sensual things. Can you see the last part of the purport? Without being self-controlled, without being disciplined, without being fully obedient, No one can become successful in following the instruction of a spiritual master. And without doing so, no one be able to go back to home. Four things are there. Can you see? Self-control, discipline, obedience. What else you got from those associations? Uchishta lepan. I got there prasad once. Anumodito. I got their permission. What is the... I got prasad by their permission, and what is the benefit immediately? Tad apasat kilbashah. All the sin in my heart immediately. Like I had fever, I got aspirin and fever disappeared. So prasad of a mahatma clean the heart. Evam purvartasya vishuddha chetasa. And my heart becomes vishuddha chetasa. My heart becomes very clean and clear. Tadadharma evatma ruchi. And I had same tadadharma, their dharma. Like they Bhaktivedanta, I got ruchi, I got taste. And Prabhupada writes, in this purport it says, infectious. In a good sense. Infectious in a good sense. If you eat the prasad of a devotee, then his disease of love of Krishna will come to you. That's what Prabhupada is describing. Infectious. Okay? And then one thing is good for you in this. Such remnants may be taken even without permission of a pure devotee. This is Prabhupada has given a license to everybody to steal Mahaprasad. Huh? It's said like this. By standard, only spiritual master has a right to give his leftover prasad to the disciple. Husband has a right to give to the wife. Father has a right to give to the son. Anybody else, if gives his leftover to others, it is sinful. Generally, this is a like standard. He should not give. He's not authorized to give, generally speaking. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, there was one devotee who was eating prasad from everybody. Do you know his name? Jharu Thakur. Jharu Thakur. He was from low. Jharu Thakur was another person. He was Kala Krishna. Kala Das. Kala Das, some relative of Raghunath Das Goswami. Kala Das, I hope. He was begging prasad from everybody, and there was one really advanced devotee, but he was from a community, low caste, Jharu Thakur. And he was from a higher caste, so he will never give his prasad to him. What can he do? So he purchased some mangoes. He said, "This is for your deities." He gave it to the deities. He said, "He will eat mangoes." Then he was standing behind the wall. He said, "He will eat and he will throw." When he threw the mangoes, then he ate those mangoes. So when he went to Jagannath Puri, Mahaprabhu, before he was going in the temple, his feet was washed by his servant. And there were always strong men around, nobody should touch his feet or take charanamrit. But this one Kala came, he was ready to take charanamrit, and Mahaprabhu said, "Let him take." And he got the charanamrit. Mahaprabhu said, "Because he has taken the prasad even from Jharu Thakur, which nobody can take, so he is eligible to get my charanamrita." And Chaitanya Charanamrita said, "Bhakta charana dhuli, bhakta charana jal, and bhakta shesh prasad mahabal." They are very powerful for advancement in devotional service. Jal, dhuli, and mahaprasad. Then, now, Narada 26 verse, he is saying, I was hearing them every day. So there's one line. You know, the whole idea is that simply by hearing about Lord's pastime, one can become one of the associates of the Lord. Can you see? Can you find this one line? The whole idea is and all and what he got? Next line says, Prabhupada said about Nag's qualities. Said he's free to move. So he can go anywhere. The one of the qualities of Nag, the devotees have no restriction, he can go anywhere. Anytime, anywhere he can go. Free to move. Verse 27. Tasmin tada labdva ruchi mahamate. I got the taste now. So there is a whole process. The whole process. Then I read, O great sage, as soon as I got a taste, the taste of personality of Godhead, my attention to hear the Lord was unflinching. And as my taste developed, I could realize that it was only in my ignorance that I had accepted grass and subtle covering. For both Lord and I are transcendental. So by hearing, and you see the last, the bottom of the page? Grass and subtle bodies are emanation from personality of Godhead. The knowledge of light permits one to engage both of them in the service of the Lord. Now Prabhupada is advising. Grass body should be engaged in the acts of rendering service to the Lord as in bringing water, cleaning the temple or making obeisances, etc. The path of archana, or worshipping the Lord in the temple, involves engaging one's body in the service of Lord. Similarly, subtle mind should be engaged in hearing the transcendental personality of Lord, thinking about them, chanting His name, etc. So this is a practical application, how the grass and subtle body can be used. But when we can use this? When we hear? When we will develop taste for hearing? When some devotee is pleased and blessed. The process is start by blessing of the devotee and service of the devotee. Service and blessing, taste for hearing, then this is stage. I think we will cover, we will complete this quickly. No, they stayed only 4 months there, two seasons, Chaturmasa. In 4 months, Narada got so high realization at the age 5 years, guys. I had opportunity to hear these great soul sages constantly chanting the unadulterated glories of Lord Hari. As flow of my devotional service began, the covering of most of patient ignorance vanished. This is next stage. When we start hearing, passion and ignorance disappear. This is what in second chapter you have heard. Shona, Kamsa, Katha, Krishna, Rajo and Tamo go disappears. 29. Oh, yeah. I was given some example of river. 29th, anuraktasya. Can you see the word anuraktasya?
Yes.
You know? What is the meaning of that?
Attached.
I become attached to them. This is, these are the necessary qualification of prospective candidate who can expect to advance to the position of pure unadulterated devotee. What are the necessary qualifications? Anurakta. And the next one is?
prashritasya, obedience. Next, third one is hata enachaha, freed from sins. Fourth is shardadhana, faithful. And last one is dantasya, anucharasya. Can you see all this? This is one of your questions. What are the qualifications necessary for the devotee to advance? And how these qualities come? By hearing from the devotees. How can we develop taste for hearing? By serving devotees. So then these qualities, so when these qualities appears, anurakta, so we become attached to them. And then they gave me jnanam guhyatmam tatte sakshat bhagavat. They gave me knowledge which was given by sakshat bhagavan. So Prabhupada said, nobody manufactures the knowledge. Knowledge is already given by God. So you have to repeat it. Anavocham gamishyantah kripaya dina vatsala. Dina vatsala is their sadhu's quality. They are very merciful to the fallen people. So, this is also part of your question. What confidence and knowledge they gave to the Narada? Huh? What is that knowledge they? Can you see the last two, three names in the purport? The most concrete knowledge was imparted by Lord to Brahma. Therefore, our some acharya write, the most confidential knowledge was Chatur Shloki Bhagavatam. 29 to 31, Chatur Shloki Bhagavatam. This is the confidential knowledge which they gave. Because Narada received this knowledge from Brahma, so he gave this knowledge, Chatur Shloki Bhagavat, to them. What the Uddhava received from Krishna is also Bhagavatam. Arjuna received it, Bhagavad Gita. So Prabhupada in lecture says, the knowledge he received is surrender. Sarva Dharman Parija Mam Ekam Sharanam Varja. So this is the beginning. So he received this knowledge as well as Chatur Shloki Bhagavatam. He received Chatur Shloki Bhagavatam. It's okay? Next. What is the result of that knowledge? The result of that knowledge is I could understand clearly the influence of energy of Lord Krishna, the creator, maintainer, and annihilator of everything. By knowing that, one can return to him and personally meet him. Gacchanti tat padam. You'll go and meet him. This is the most confidential part of the knowledge. The word, again, one word Prabhupada is written. Sarva Dharma Anparitya. Here confidential knowledge is Sarva Dharma Anparitya. Tapatriya chikistam etat samstitam brahmyam tapatriya chikistam yad ishvare bhagavati karma brahmani bhavitam. This is something, there is one question for you, what type of karma? Karma Yoga Narada has described. This is that verse. Whatever activities you have, just you, because you are product of Krishna, material energy is product of Krishna, use it in the service of Krishna. Arjuna is a warrior, he is using that. So whole is Karma Yoga. So Narayan and Lakshmi is also there, Prabhupada said. And one of later poems says, same money. The activity is same. When you do it for yourself, you will be bound. When you do it for Krishna, you will be delivered. So this is the karma yoga advised by Narada. Okay, then what is the next one? He's just about to finish, huh? Amayo. Then the example, he's giving an example how same activity which keeps us bound in this world, how the same activity will relieve us if it is applied to Krishna Seva. The example is giving milk. Disease produced by milk is cured by a good doctor through yoga. Same disease, same thing can cure the disease. One whose cause of disease can be cured by same. So this is the analogy. Then Prabhupada is saying further, we have to spiritualize all our activities. Like iron in fire has become iron. So all our activities, this is the way to treat our material disease and elevate spiritual plane. When everything is thus implied in the service of the Lord, we can experience that there is nothing except the Supreme Brahm. Vedic mantra, everything is Brahm. Sarva Kledo Brahm. Yeah? This is also continuity of that. The previous one and both they you put together. 34. Kriya Yoga. Can we see? Karma Yoga is also called Kriya Yoga here. So this is all is continuity of this subject matter. Kriya of work. This Kriya of work is 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Ashwata Vriksha. The propensity of the enjoyment may be turned into the desire for serving the mission of the Lord. This is the principle. Summary is that. Can you see the summary? It's very good. Stages in progress of bhakti. In summary, there are stages. Number one stage is, first of all, seek the association of pure devotee. Number two is, must render loving service physically, mentally, without reservation. Number three, get their mercy. Number four, hearing transcendental pastime of the Lord. Number five, he will realize his constitutional position. And number six, after the relation is ascertained by establishment of the eternal relation, pure devotional service to Lord begins gradually, developing into perfect knowledge of personality of Godhead. The purview of impersonal Brahman is localized Paramatma. Such Purushottam Yoga is stated in Bhagavad Gita. These are stages 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Can you see this? How the progression of devotional service. 35. Bhakti Yoga Samanvitam Bhagavat Paritosham. To please Bhagavan, Bhakti Yoga Jnanam Tat Adhinam. Whatever work is done here in this life for the satisfaction of the mission of the Lord is called Bhakti Yoga or transcendental loving service to the Lord. And what is called knowledge become a concomitant factor. So Prabhupada writes here, karma and jnana are depending upon bhakti. If there is no bhakti, karma and jnana has no result. Bhakti is independent. Bhakti is not dependent on karma or jnana. Karma and jnana are dependent on bhakti. Kriya Yoga or Karma Yoga as recommended by Sri Narada to Vyasa is specifically recommended because the principle is to satisfy the Lord. So when we do this Kriya Yoga, then what will happen? One must purify himself from material infection. So by Karma Yoga, we will purify the heart. When the work is performed, therefore, to satisfy Lord, the performer becomes gradually purified from the material affection. This purification means attainment of the spiritual knowledge. So, Karma Yoga leads to Gyan Yoga. That's what it is saying here. Therefore, knowledge is dependent on karma. Knowledge is dependent on karma or work. Okay, then 36. Bhagavad Gita 29. While performing duties according to the order of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one constantly remembers Him, His name and His qualities. When you work for somebody, then you remember Him. You remember His name. You remember His name. Anybody you are working for, your boss, you remember boss. So work for Krishna, you remember Krishna. So here, Indra, Brahma, Sarvasvati, Ganesh, Prabhupada has written something. And then actually Prabhupada has quoted Bhagavad Gita verse 29, Bhoktaram Yagya Tapasam. You may be doing yagya for anybody, but ultimately Vishnu has to be there. So He is actually the enjoyer. Then major portion of our money is coming in this verse. This is the verse.
Major portion.
And then verse 37. What is said in this? Let us chant together. Very nice verse. Om Namo Bhagavate Tubhyam Vasudevaya Dhimahi Paryumnaya Aniruddhaya Namah Sankrasanaya Cha. Very nice verse, huh? Now Narada is speaking this verse. And Prabhupada is saying these are the four expansions which are around Krishna as the aside camp, four aside camp. They are around the Krishna as four aside camp. Such a progressive march of transcendental devotion for the Lord culminated in attainment of loving service of which is called Prem. It has a variety that is called Rasta. There is something here. Now the question which was raised by the great Rishi headed by Sanaka regarding the confidential part of Sutta's achievement through the spiritual master is explained here and by chanting of this hymn consisting of 33 letters. So this mantra has 33 letters, like we have 16 letters mantra. No, 30. And this mantra is addressed to the four deities of the Lord with His plenary expansion. The central figure is Lord Krishna. The most confidential part of the instruction is that one should always chant and remember the glories of Lord Sri Krishna. Along with his different plenary portion expanded as Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna. These expansions are the original deities for all other truths, namely either Vishnu or the Shakti Tattvas. Can somebody really understand and explain what this Sutta Goswami's achievement consisting of Sutta? What is this? Somebody can... Is it easy to understand? Sutta Goswami... Sutta's achievement through spiritual master is explained herein. Is it clear? No. Not clear. We have three verses to cover. This is not clear. So we will clear it. Clear means? In computer you say clear. So this is our homework. What is this clear means? Okay. Now this is very nice. Iti murtya abhidhanena mantra murtim amurtikam. Mantra murti. Amurtikam means without difficulty. This is Prabhupada's course, Vishwanath Chakravarti. Apmurtikam means without difficulty. Thus, he is the actual seer who worships in the form of transcendental sound representation. The Supreme Personality Godhead Vishnu, who has no material form. So then, he started chanting the holy name. Imam Swanigamam Brahman. avetya mad anutishtam adaname ajnanam aishvaryam jnanam aishvaryam swasmin bhavam chakeshavah. Now Narada saying, hey Brahman, Vyasadev, thus by the Supreme Lord Krishna I was endowed first with transcendental knowledge of the Lord, as incalculated in the confidential part of the Vedas. Nigamam means Vedas. Then with the spiritual opulences, and then with his intimate loving service. So Narada is telling his own realization. Lord reveals his identity gradually to one who has unflinching faith in both the spiritual master and the Lord. It's a quotation. From where? All the import of Veda will reveal to the one who has a firm faith in the spiritual master and Lord. This is a quote. What is the verse? Somebody remember that verse? Yes, Deva Para Bhakti. This is the verse. Right? Okay. So this sound vibration is coming in the Narada Parampara. Last verse. So this is the inspiration. This is the question asked by the Chanak Rishi. What inspired Narada to compile Bhagavatam? Vyasadeva. So this is, it says here. Please therefore describe the Almighty Lord's activities which you have learned by your vast knowledge of Vedas. For that will satisfy the hankering of the great learned man and at the same time mitigate the miseries of masses of common people who are always suffering from material pleasures. Indeed, there is no other way to get out of such miseries. Prabhupada has quoted 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Dushkirtinu and Sukirtinu. Both will be benefited by Bhagavatam. You see the four pious and four impious, Prabhupada says. Therefore, Sri Narada advised Vyasadeva to describe glories of the Lord just to do good to all 8 classes of men. Bhagavatam is therefore not meant for any particular class of men or sect. It is for sincere soul who actually wants his own welfare and peace of mind. Here we end chapter 5. Tomorrow, when next time we'll do the chapter 6. There's not much philosophy there. This is a very heavy duty chapter. So this statement will clear. Go and look for it if you can find out. Thank you very much. Any